Good afternoon, everyone. This is my advent calendar day 11, and I'm not doing anything very much today. I just wanted to tell you all a little bit about the party we had for our dialysis unit yesterday. The weather was terrible. I think some people didn't go because of the weather. It snowed quite heavily, and it did settle for a while, and then more was forecast in the late afternoon evening, and that didn't materialise, and the main roads were clear because the gritters had been down. So my friend who dialyses in the same bay as me, Carol, and her husband picked Obie and I up at about 3:30, and we got up there. We got there by 4, which is when it started, and he dropped us off. Jeff dropped us off, and we went in while he went to find somewhere to park the car, because they're sticklers for parking up in Bromley. There's permit holders only and no loading here and all this. And the ticket people love going around sticking tickets on people's cars. Anyway, we had a really brilliant time. It was lovely to see all the staff. Most of them were there. Those that weren't were either away or unwell. They were all there, and they worked so hard to make it lovely for us. Because I suppose they recognise that it is, you know, we do have to put up with a load of crap going 3 times a week to dialysis, sitting there with needles in, things go wrong sometimes, we feel like crap when we come off the machine, sometimes when we're still on it. And it was nice for everyone to be together without a load of needles stuck in our arms or someone sticking needles in our arms, and the staff to see us getting dressed up and us to see them getting dressed up, and some of them we can't quite look at in the same light again, especially some of the Nigerians with their wacky dancing. But we had a brilliant time. It was a lovely hall. It was a church hall, actually, but it was a really, Bromley's quite, you know, posh, for want of a better expression. So it was a nice church hall. It was done out nicely. There was you can divide it into two, but we had the interconnecting doors open. So one end had carpet, and that's where all the tables were, and they'd put cloths on the tables and put little decorations and stuff on there, which made it really lovely. And the other end was just like a kind of lino floor. I think it wasn't wooden. So for a blind person, the acoustics were very good, as often in these places they really aren't. The music did get very loud at the end, but it was okay. The food was all set out beautifully, and there was loads left over. We did bring some home, but I think quite a bit went to waste because there weren't any containers to take it in. There was lots of different food. There were sandwiches, roast potatoes, loads of salad, samosas, little funny little like cream cheese things with like chili on them, eggs that had been boiled, cut in half, the yolk scooped out, mixed with mayonnaise and put back in. Cakes, cupcakes that have been specially made, a big sponge cake that, you know, was like our version of a Christmas cake, because we're all on potassium restricted diets, we couldn't have the dried fruit, so they'd got a sponge cake made. I didn't have any, but there was different types of rice. There was jollof rice, which is African, and then there was some kind of rice that I think was from Colombia. There was paella, what else, a fried rice that's from Nigeria. There was some lamb dishes and some chicken dishes. There was plenty of vegetarian stuff. I didn't overeat. There was alcohol. Obi had quite a bit to drink, but he wasn't really drunk. Well, he wasn't. I just had lemonade and a cup of tea. I got up and danced I had a go anyway. I danced quite a lot with Obi and with some of the female members of staff, and with one of the male members of staff, of which there are only 3. It was lovely seeing people's children, like members of staff's children. Not so many people of what they call TTS went, which TTS is Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday, which is my shift. There weren't that many people. Some people in the evening, from the evening shift, the twilight shift, or the twilight zone, as I call it, or the funny farm most of the time. I say, I'm off to the funny farm again, where life is wonderful all the time, and they're coming to take me away, ha ha, he, and all that. if any of you know that song from a very long time ago. I think, I'm not sure if it was before my time. I don't remember it as a child. I remember it hearing it later on, I don't know, some radio stations. Anyway, we had a lovely time. A lot of the MWF, which is Monday, Wednesday and Friday, people went that we didn't know. Apparently one bloke got really drunk and fell over. Some people took their families, their children, grown-up children, grandchildren. We all mixed in. It was really nice. It was John, who's on our shift. It was his 77th birthday, so they'd brought round a big card beforehand that we'd all signed and presented him with that and a bottle of Prosecco. So he was there with his wife and he had a really nice time. Oh, there's so much I could talk to you about dialysis, really, about the different characters and the things that happen there. Some of them are really funny and some of them are very serious. But I don't know, I'd probably end up, I don't know, I don't really feel it's kind of what stays on the dialysis, what happens on dialysis stays on dialysis. It's a bit like that. Although one day I think I might put it all together and write a book of my memoirs. Nothing untoward happened at the party that I'm aware of, except the bloke falling over because he was drunk. And he was a patient, not a member of staff. But we had a brilliant time, really nice. They played some games. I didn't join in them, like musical chairs and musical statues. Obi joined in, but I didn't. But I did dance quite a lot. And, yeah, it was a really brilliant day. So, I really felt bad at the end because no one from the patients got up and thanked everybody. I nearly did. Carol said, why don't you get up? And I've got the guts, but I just thought it just, if I'd have thought about it beforehand, but because we never get together, we never meet the other shift, the MWFs, apart from the odd patient here and there, if they have to change their day for some reason, like an operation or whatever. There's no cooperation between us to organise a spokesperson. But I'm going to get them a present and a nice card and write some words about how, I mean, I know they get paid for what they do, but they didn't get paid for that. And I just want them to know that we really appreciated all the hard work and we had fun and we mixed in with them and they were all really friendly and lovely. It was a really, really brilliant day. And Obi enjoyed it as well. He really enjoyed it. We didn't get home that late, about 9 o'clock, because it finished at 8:30. But yeah, it was a very enjoyable time. And I think I can speak for everyone on that.